This is a young man who thought he was joining a group of happy picnickers or someone celebrating a family reunion type of thing. And he was welcomed into the group. And he said, one of the people said, some people seemed hostile to him, but the man who seemed to be in charge welcomed him and said, you know, you're related to us. And since they seem to have a similar ethnic name and background, he really was smitten by one of the young women that he saw at this picnic. And he tried to get in touch with her, and he tried to seek her out. But when he came back to this church where the church picnic was being held, the family reunion, he found a burnt-out shell of a church. And there hadn't been a congregation there for years. But he was persistent. He said, well, I don't know, maybe I had the wrong church or whatever. He had a name, or what seemed to be a name, and he tried to track that down. He was just having lunch in a diner, not shortly after he was pursuing this, and he saw two of the men who were at that picnic. And he went over to them, and he said, what's happening? You know, and I've been trying to get in touch with this girl. And they said, don't. You leave it alone. He said, what do you mean? You even said we're relatives. And the man, who again seemed to be the spokesman, said, not in the sense you understand it.
Jeez.
We are related only in the universal sense. Now, he turned to go back. The waiter, who was at a diner, called him to the lunch, said, your order's ready, turned around, they were gone. He looked down the street. He looked both ways. It was months later. He was in New York City. He was in a cab, and he looked out, and he saw the same girl and the same man and the same people who seemed to be who were at that picnic. Now they're walking the streets of New York, and he shouts at them. They see him. They walk into the lobby of a theater, and, of course, they're gone forever. This is the type of thing, you know, that he saw them. He danced with her. He ate their food. He interacted with them for an entire afternoon. And this sounds so familiar, doesn't it?
It
sounds like people interacting with the elves or the brownies or the fairies in the fairy circle, time standing still, time entering another dimension. What seemed to have been an afternoon may have been a second. What seemed to have been a second may have been years. That it's been with us. This type of thing, you say, why, George? I don't know. But that's why I named it Shadow World, because we are either a shadow of that world, or that world is a shadow of ours.
And you're absolutely right, and I don't know which came first. I really don't.
I don't either. But it's fascinating to try to find out, isn't it?
It sure is. It seems like they didn't want him to interact with her.
No.
Why? Why? Why do you think they were skittish about that?
Well, I think it can't be. I think in terms of, he of course wanted, I mean, he was a college guy. He was going to college, and this was, a very attractive young woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he had, you know, a relationship on mind. A relationship of the sort he wanted is obviously not possible. Now, and another story, which is incredible, and again, the man's friends witnessed this interaction. A man who had a relationship, he swears, you know, a love and a physical relationship that went on for several weeks. And his friends did see this, we'll have to say, entity. He did not think she was an entity at the time. But they did witness her when she came to his apartment to visit him. And he kept her eye, and she said, why are you watching me? He says, because I just know you're going to disappear again. She says, no, I'll never leave you. But he woke up the next morning, and there's just the impression of her head in the pillow. Now, here again, two of his friends were in the apartment when she came, and he'd been talking about her, he'd been trying to get in touch with her again for weeks, and they knew, and they said, okay, we'll leave you alone. Interestingly, also the custodian of the building saw her come into the building. Some other people in the apartment saw her knocking at the door. So again, we can't say these are people having single illusions or fantasies, hallucinations, because other people are seeing these entities. They are physical, at least for a time.
And why do you seem to distinguish them, these entities, from ghosts and other apparitions?
I don't know. As I said, there's something in my spirit that rebels categorizing. But I have, in Shadow World, first, spirits of the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we know that somehow they occupy some ring of Shadow World. Poltergeists. They have to be part of the Shadow World somehow. Phantoms, now by phantoms, those are, apparitions that become psychic marionettes. They just appear in the same area, and they're probably fed by the people in the area. They're psychic energy. This is, every town has a phantom nun, a phantom dog, or whatever that appears. And they are fed energy, I think, by the collective consciousness of
sure.
the community. Then there are animal spirits. Spirits of our beloved pets, nature spirits. Now, this is a category, whether you want to call them devas, whether you want to call them elves, whatever you call them, they may indeed be these same ancient entities. And then one category which I'm fascinated by also, along with the spirit mimics, are what I call, and this is the word I've just made up, deiform spirits.
Deiform? I never heard of that. You did just make it up.
Made it up for the book because there's all kinds of sacred areas where you had better not mess around. You had better respect the traditions, the legends. And I have some incredible accounts in the book of people who did not respect certain elements, who took things innocently and were haunted for 20 or 30 years.